This is your East Carolina Radio News. I'm Mark Jerkowitz, publisher of the Outer Banks Sentinel. Caretakers are keeping a close eye on the health of Corrales wild horses after a disease called swamp cancer killed 7 Chincoteague, Virginia ponies. The Coastal Review Online reports that so far there hasn't been any sign on the Outer Banks of the disease, which breeds in stagnant water and can enter cuts or scrapes on the animals. The towns of Nags Head and Duck have each received $20,000 grants from the NC Division of Coastal Management to help plan for future storms and flooding. Duck will use the money to assess the vulnerability of its structures and transportation systems, while Nags Head will use it for stormwater modeling. And in a special meeting on Monday, the Currituck County Board of Commissioners will take up the issue of replacing its former chairman, Bobby Hannig. This past November, Hannig defeated Tess Judge in the race for the NC House 6th District seat after earlier defeating incumbent Beverly Boswell in the GOP primary. For more news, log on to obsentinel.com.